This is Express Spotlight. Mason Jordan with you and joined by someone who is soon to becoming King of the Pride Lands, Stephen Arden. Sodjay, hello, how are you?
I'm good, Mason, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, obviously, Lion King, one of the biggest musical productions ever, and I just want to say, it was the first ever musical I went to. So, I mean, what a start. Can you remember your first?
I think Lion King might be up there, you know. It's definitely the one that sticks in my mind. The first time I saw the show, I was 10. I was, you know, the age that the young Simbas in the show are. And it was definitely kind of one of those kind of core memories being made. You know, I can really vividly remember being in the audience and seeing them come out on stage and all the colors and the music, and it really kind of solidifying in me like, oh wow, this is kind of the biggest scale of musical that really exists. Yeah.
And it really is, you know, a mammoth production, isn't it? I think the last UK tour was like a decade ago, wasn't it? So now it's, you know, still going around and still as strong as ever. People are still really, really loving The Lion King.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's amazing. And I mean, you know, the kind of the beauty for me, because I play adult Simba, I'm in the second act, so I have the first act kind of free, and I get to listen to the audience as Circle of Life starts playing. So, you know, every night we hear Rafiki come out on stage and hit that opening note, and you do like the ripple through the audience, the anticipation and the kind of, you know, the realization about this is it, this is that moment. It just never gets old. So yeah, I think you're right. It's incredible to see how, yeah, it's been 10 years since the show last toured. You know, you don't know when it will tour again. And like this people coming out in droves to kind of be like, to have that moment.
And is it the same on tour that you jump in literally during the last song of the first act? I always thought those poor children, he's come on and taken all the credit.
I know, no, it's actually really true. The kids do so much work and they really kind of set the ground for me. So, you know, there's like young Simba. I mean, young Simba, it's amazing. We have six young Simbas and six young Nalas who travel with us, and they're, you know, between the ages of sort of 10 to 12, and they do so much work. They're so talented and they're so kind of disciplined. And then right at the end of the first act, I sweep in and get all the applause. So yes, it is, it's well structured.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing about The Lion King, that when you actually go back and watch the film, it's quite short.
Yeah.
I think it was like that the whole film's shorter than the first act, because there's so much addition in this musical from the film that people go, oh, that's cool, because there's songs in it from Lion King 2 and stuff that are all merged into this, into the story, and it also works. Is it kind of exciting to kind of introduce some of these Lion King fans to stuff they might not have actually watched and listened to before?
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting point as well. You know, that a lot of people maybe have that feeling of kind of like, well, I've seen the film, why do I need to go and see the musical? And actually, like you said, the musical is, you know, the film, and there's so much more content there. There's so much more in it. And the big thing that I really love about our show, you know, I mean, we do, like you said, we have music from the film, we have music from Simba, from Lion King 2, we have music from sort of across different places. But one thing that I think makes our show really unique is it has lots and lots of traditional tribal African music in it, you know, and those are the songs that maybe don't get talked about as much as Endless Night or Shadowland, you know, or They Live in You. But they are, for me, some of the most unique and iconic moments in the show. They're things that people go away from. And, you know, there's a moment where the lionesses are all out on a hunt, and it's a song called Lioness Chant. And it's something that is just so kind of visceral and so human, and you really kind of, it's unlike anything you'll hear anywhere else. You know, I love musical theatre and I love the sort of what could be considered maybe the genre of musical songs, but this is such a different genre of music. And I think what's amazing and what's so kind of joyful for us is being able to tour the country and just expose people to music that they maybe would never have heard before.
I guess it's probably one of the musicals with the most languages in as well, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think it's got to be up there. We have five different South African languages that are spoken through the show, you know, and, you know, lots of different characters. And it, also our company itself is a very international company. So, you know, we have people from all over the world, lots of South Africans, lots of people from the Caribbean, but, you know, over 17 countries kind of represented in our cast. So it is kind of, it's truly international. And I think there's something really, yeah, there's something really unique about that, that, you know, you come and it just feels like you're being kind of immersed in a really rich and a really kind of well-researched and well-constructed culture.
It's enough for this restless wanderer just to be with you.
A beautiful song from The Lion King. It is playing at the Mayflower Theatre from the 8th of September. So next Thursday, tickets at mayflower.org.uk, and joined by one of the stars of Disney's Lion King right now on Express Spotlight, Stevenson Ardenzodje, who plays Simba in the musical. And Stevenson, you know, moments like that in the show, there's, you know, a massive kind of like ballet section, and there's so much variety in The Lion King. Is that something that you really like to kind of get behind, to really kind of please so many different types of theatre goers, but also all this variety must really keep you guys on stage on your feet, right?
Oh, 100%. You know, it's fascinating. And I think, like you said, there's so much going on in the show. It's so dense and it's so vast. And I really don't think, you know, in terms of sort of touring productions, the scale of what we bring out, it's identical to what's on in the West End. So our production is, you know, literally exactly the same amount of people. It takes 150 people to put the show on every night, you know, and that is kind of really unprecedented in terms of shows that go out on tour. And it's evidenced in the fact that there are only sort of a few venues around the country that are big enough to be able to hold the show. So it's really great that, you know, Southampton has such a large theatre that we're able to kind of slot in and get it on.
Well, that's it. I can't imagine it being scaled down. You know, it just wouldn't work. And you mentioned it being at the Mayflower Theatre in Southampton, and it's a long old stint you have in these theatres, so it's not the same as maybe some other touring productions. You really get to bed in, but you've been on tour for a while. Obviously, COVID-19 broke things up a little bit as well. Has it been a highlight for you so far?
Oh, yeah. I mean, what's nice, I suppose, is for me, I've never really, you know, I haven't really lived in lots of different cities in the UK. So it's kind of been amazing to get to go to places. You know, we went to Edinburgh and, you know, there's the castle. There's like lots of different things up there. I'm in Cardiff at the moment, and it's been absolutely, you know, through the heat wave we've been here. So, and the theatre, the Wales Millennium Centre, is right in the bay. So it kind of feels like you're in Spain, you know, on the coast. It's really lovely. So, but it's difficult to sort of pick a particular highlight, because every place has something. You know, you find a really nice like walk, or you find a really nice, yeah, sort of, you know, museum, all these different things. And I think the highlight for me is the touring element, is the fact that, you know, we spend, like you said, we're not doing sort of week on week touring, but we're doing a little bit of time here, a little bit of time here. So you get enough time to kind of find your favorite cafe, or to go to a nice sort of, you know, restaurant or something with friends. And then eventually, you know, that you're going to move on and find somewhere else.
Is there any kind of other roles that you think, oh yeah, that would be funny to do? You ever thought, oh, I'll do a Pumbaa one night?
Well, I mean, it's funny actually. Some of my friends have been like, are you going to stay until you can just go into Mufasa? That's maybe the, you know, the next sort of step. So, but I'd love to do Scar. I think there's something really appealing about a villain, and he is, you know, he's such a. I probably shouldn't say this as Simba, but I do think he's a really empathetic villain. I think, you know, he kind of gets really pushed down and put upon for a long time, and you can really understand where he's coming from. And, you know, he goes about it the wrong way, maybe, but there's an element of empathy to him, which I think with all good Disney villains, you know, you can really kind of see where they're coming from. You're almost like, oh, if you just weren't quite so evil, I'd be on your side. But, you know, he always pushes it too far, so Simba has to step in to save the day.
But it must be nice to play the hero as well at the same time.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah, you know, I'm very lucky, and it's a really fun thing. And like you said, probably one of the best entrances in musical theatre, I think. I literally, you know, no spoilers for the audience, but when I come in, it's like centre stage, spotlight, all eyes on you, and you get to kind of do your thing. And the crowd has been warmed up so that everyone's just ready. So yeah, it's a nice place to be.
But jumping into that, is that so much more pressure than maybe just starting from the beginning?
You know what? I don't think it is. I don't find it pressure, because I feel like I've been with the story throughout. You know, we're backstage, we have the tannoys on, so you can hear the show as it's going on. And for me, a lot of my half of the show is callbacks to things that happen to young Simba. And so I listen out, and every night the young Simbas say certain lines, they say, you know, certain parts of the story, and I have those lines repeated again or sort of reflected back at me. And you know, that's the beauty of the script. I think it's a script that a lot of people might think, oh, it's a Disney show, it's very simple, it's, you know, it's like a kid's show. But actually, I think there's a real depth to it, and there's been a real care and craftsmanship to how it's constructed. So I feel by the time I'm on stage that kind of my character has already been there for, you know, for the first act. And so, no, it's nice. I think, you know, the rest of the cast really set the runway, and I just kind of have that nice smooth landing as the show continues.
And it is really a show for everyone, isn't it? You know, you can have kids going along and really enjoying it. You can have people, you know, maybe in their 30s that watched Lion King as a kid as a film and stuff, and people all ages that really, really love this. So it's really good. It's at the Mayflower from the 8th of September to the 15th of October. A long old run, but yeah, looking forward to it. Thank you very much, Stevenson.
Thanks, Mason. Thanks for having me.
Express Spotlight.